Life Audio.
You're listening to Everyday Prayers with Million Praying Moms, where we're dedicated to helping moms pray God's word for their families in the areas they need it most. I'm your host, Brooke McLaughlin. Over the last decade, we've helped thousands of moms make prayer a priority for their families. Our mission is to help you do the same. Prayer is not a last resort. It's our first and best response to the challenges of parenting, a partnership for the hearts of our children that God invites us into. Today's devotion and prayer is by Suzanne Goslin. To learn more about Suzanne, get a downloadable prayer guide to help you follow along with this month's prayers, and the devotions and prayers from this month in written form, visit today's show notes at millionprayingmoms.com. After this short word from our sponsors, we'll pray God's word together for our families. Proverbs 30, verse 8 says, "Keep falsehood and lies far from me." Unfortunately, we live in a world where difficulties, abuse, and even betrayal happens on a daily basis. This Bible verse is perfect to pray for your children and yourself. Having walked through her own story of betrayal, author Jennifer Lynn Heck knows firsthand the importance of this prayer. She writes about it in her book, Walking Victoriously Through a Fiery Furnace, available on Amazon. In the book, she shares what can happen when we become vulnerable and how God enables us to victoriously overcome. Walking Victoriously Through a Fiery Furnace is written as the story of Victoria Grace, a young woman born with a crippling physical disability who experiences betrayal, but overcomes and receives the healing only God can give. It's designed with beautiful full-color pages, and Bible passages are creatively interwoven into the story. Discover how you and your family can use what Jennifer calls the word-activated response strategy in prayer to defeat Satan's deception and attacks, and receive hope and encouragement in your own fiery trials. Get your copy of Walking Victoriously Through a Fiery Furnace now on Amazon.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Matthew 18:3-4. Truly I say to you, unless you turn and become like children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. My daughter is almost proud of what she doesn't know. As an emerging reader and student, she does not hesitate to ask me 100 questions about every topic under the sun. She is not perplexed by the vast amount of knowledge she does not yet comprehend. She is excited by it. She approaches life with simple curiosity, wonder, and trust. As a grown-up, I can be the opposite sometimes. I feel compelled to prove how much I know or how capable and qualified I am. Some of Jesus's closest friends suffered from this same malady. One day, the disciples asked Jesus who was the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Our Savior saw right through them to their pride and arrogance. He called a young child into their midst and explained that the one who humbles himself like the child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. We live in a world that shuns dependence. The most dependent in our society, children, the preborn, the disabled, and the elderly, are often viewed as less of an asset to our world. Each of Jesus' disciples was likely building a case in his mind for why he was qualified to be the greatest, how he'd performed better in the service of Jesus than someone else, why he was deserving of the title. But Jesus turned all that on its head when he pointed out that the most dependent among them, the most humble and lowly, was the greatest in his kingdom. Do you struggle with humility? Maybe, like me, you are uncomfortable feeling dependent. but this is the default mode of God's kingdom. Beginning with the moment we come to Him through faith by grace, and nothing we do, we humble ourselves. Ephesians 2:8-9. But as we embrace a Christ-like humility and allow the Holy Spirit to weed out our pride, we can expect to see powerful results. Matthew 19:20 says, "But Jesus looked at them and said, 'With man, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible.'" Our own resources are so limited, but when we embrace humility and depend on our loving Heavenly Father to work, the impossible becomes possible through Him. What would you change in your life if you had the humility of a child? How might God honor your curiosity, wonder, and trust? Let's pray. God, I praise you for being a big, amazing God that I cannot even begin to understand. Thank you for honoring those who depend on you and come to you in childlike faith. Forgive me for the times I have sought to make myself great and depended upon my own knowledge and resources. Help me and my family be humble and trust in you every day of our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
If you love praying together with us on the Everyday Prayers podcast, consider supporting the show with a $5 monthly donation through Patreon. When you join, you automatically receive a new, downloadable, scripture-inspired prayer calendar every month, plus the devotions and prayers from this month in written form. Learn more in today's show notes at millionprayingmoms.com. Till next time, friends, the Lord bless you and keep you. Make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look with favor on you and give you peace.
If you're tired of parenting advice and news headlines that are more confusing than assembling IKEA furniture, we've got just the podcast for you. My dear friend Abby and I are here to help you navigate the parenting roller coaster.
Should your kids be on social media? What should you tell a friend facing an unplanned pregnancy? These are just some of the many questions we tackle on our podcast.
Subscribe to The Real Deal of Parenting wherever you find your podcast.